Hi.
All right, so some of you are going to multitask. You're going to catch Dave Rolfe and Julie Tara live on the Zoom, and then you're going to turn it up so we can all hear it too, even though we're not watching it. I like this kind of attitude. This is exactly what ICANN attitude is all about. And Suzanne, you're laughing, so I am. I presume. That's our first topic of discussion. It's like, holy smokes, we found a sweet spot, you know, time, and now somebody wants to do something, you know, equally, if not even more vitally important to building our business at the same time slot. So, Susan, do you want to tell everybody what I'm talking about in case you guys, everybody else missed the memo?
Sure.
Because Vance gets tired of hearing Vance talk.
Okay. So some of you may be aware that Dave Rolfe and Julie Tara are starting tonight with a wellness preview. And it is on Zoom, and they have chosen the 8 o'clock sweet spot Eastern time on Monday evenings. And that, of course, is our ICANN slot. And Mr. Masuda's vision, as far as the 5 pillars of health, the healthy mind was the most important pillar. And that's what we're working on in the ICANN. So it is a critical piece, the ICANN program. However, having people plug into wellness previews, especially online, that they can learn and connect and whatever, that's also important. So we want to know if there might be another day or time where people might be interested in shifting the ICANN program, or maybe you just want to keep it at 8 o'clock and not multitask.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is that my work schedule with my other business that my brother and I have, he fully knows that Monday at this time, I have to be home. Okay, it's a non-negotiable. And as we go into the fall and the winter, it's not a big deal anyways because it gets dark. And then we break out the headlamps and we just keep working. But on Mondays I don't have to. So here's the rub. If we went, Suzanne had a great suggestion of doing earlier. I can't do earlier. So if Suzanne wants to, take over as facilitator, that'd be great. One less thing for Vance to do. But if there's people on the East Coast at 9 p.m. for an ICANN call, if that's too late, then I understand that as well. The other rub is that today is the first of the month, and I don't know how many first of the month, first business days fall on Monday, which is, I think is about 3 or 4, if I remember correctly. So that conflicts with, if we did it at 9 p.m., that conflicts with the monthly kickoff call. So there's a rub in that one. So it's kind of like, whoa, maybe we switch to Tuesday. I don't know. You know, that's a tough one because Regal Cinemas, that's cheap night. And that would conflict with the date night for Vance and Stacy, which never seems to happen during the school week because we just can't break away. And we're just too exhausted by the time 7, 8 o'clock comes around for a movie. We just end up paying $5.25 to sleep in the theater. I mean...
Anyway,
go ahead, Gary.
I have another suggestion.
Yes.
There's several of us that got
I
on
just got
the
that
flight.
Thing here.
About
I can't
hear anybody.
Hang on a second. Hang on. So, Gary, go ahead. You got to hit *6 now. Sorry, I don't have any choice but to do that.
So. Okay. So
there we go.
My perspective is about 8 weeks ago, several of us got on this flight. We're mid-flight. We're not going to land for about another four weeks. So my vote is to stay on this and continue just as it is, because there's always going to be conflicts.
Right. And here's the other thing, too, and I'm just going to throw this out. This isn't just a really quick, another little caveat. Lance is not the expert in network marketing, okay? But I have crested now 40 years of being associated or part of, in the last 26, actively working in this industry. The prior 14, I got to be a Shackley brat with my folks. And I know that things like this, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but things like conflicting calls happen, and they'll run 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks, and then they just peter out. So this, you know, by the time we finish the ICANN program, you know, Dave and Julie may realize, hey, that's not a sweet time to do that. We're going to move it to this day. So it may not even be an issue. It could be a totally, you know, non-negotiable as well. So anyways, I like that idea, Gary.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Is the Zoom call going to be recorded? And if so, like, our call is important because it's live and interactive. This is Auntie Ann. But if Julie and Dave's call is going to be recorded, then we can keep our schedule.
Okay.
And if not, I'd be for the later time.
Yeah, most of the Zooms are. Here's the other rub, too, and this is what Suzanne brought up, is that it's really crucial when you're utilizing a live Zoom presentation, especially two power hitters like Dave and Julie, when you're using that for your customers and or consultants, you really want, it's like doing a three-way or tying into a live conference call like Saturday AM Live with your prospect. Say, hey, oh, through these, you know, this guy who's got a background and whatever, and you three-way somebody onto it, you really need to be on it live with them, especially if it's a customer. You can't trust them that they're going to get on their own. It's like doing an ABC. You wouldn't set up an ABC and say, hey, Hillary, I want you to meet my friend Vance, and, well, you guys just talk. I'm going grocery shopping. You wouldn't do that, okay? That's just not the proper way to do it. So there's that as well. But we can always leverage them, too, when they're recorded, because we can say, hey, I just found out about this. I wasn't able to get on it live. Would you like to sit down and watch it with me? I watched part of it. It's really good. It was just recorded a few days ago, and these are two of the top consultants in, actually globally, with NECAN. I mean, it's however you want to do it. So anyway, you guys chew on that for a while. And I like Gary's suggestion. I want input, but we don't need to vote now. We'll discuss it. You guys chew on it for a while. And next Monday night, whatever the majority is, that's what we're going to run with. Sound like a plan?
It does with me. Everybody
else
okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, so there we go. Somebody demuted themselves so we can hear Julie. And I know Julie's not part of our ICANN group. So, you know, I love the woman. Trust me, I do. I mean, I just love the way that she always says, hello, Vance. I mean, how can you not love that? I mean, anyway. Does anybody, and I'm going to challenge you, in my text that I sent earlier today, at this point, in the program, part of the homework assignment, and I'm going to look it up to confirm it, we are supposed to have the entire ICANN mantra or lesson one memorized. Does anybody have it completely memorized? I'm going to take that
I do.
You do. Would you feel comfortable?
Yeah, but this is my third time doing it.
Well, okay. Well, it's my, like, seventh or eighth time doing it.
My ICANN attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My ICANN attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. My ICANN attitude means forming positive habits. I choose my words carefully to create an ICANN attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers. My ICANN attitude allows me to show my customers something which will add value to
their experience with me, I encourage them to respond in kind. My I can attitude. My I can attitude shows value in my brand. These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in self-care, making me a go-to resource for my target group. I can attitude allows me to show my customers their current situation in life through the five pillars. Knowing what the future could look like will create the awareness they will need to advance. My I can attitude brings me serenity. I know that I may face circumstance or conditions that I have absolutely no control over, but one thing I do know is that I have 100% control over my I can attitude.
Yay.
I messed up the last part.
No, it's fantastic. It's from memory, right?
Yes, totally. In the dark. I'm sitting in the dark.
Do you recite that every day, Anne?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. All right.
And I have a story, so when you're ready, I'll tell you my story.
Sure. And is this pertaining to lesson number 8?
Yes.
Okay,
so
go
you
ahead.
Know how last week I told you about my car burning up and how I was very grateful that no one was hurt and my car burnt up. And this week I was thinking about getting a new car and I had to approach my husband who was very negative about the subject. And when I approached him with the idea of getting this one particular car I looked at, he gave me all the reasons why we should not do it, and was kind of, you know, adamant about it, and we got into a little tiff. So what I did was, I had to prepare dinner for people that night, so I stood at my sink cutting onions, and I put my headphones on and put Marty on and was listening to number 8, and my eyes were tearing because of the onions, but he came through the kitchen and looked at me, and this is my husband of 45 years, and he looked at me, and then he walked out, and then he came back 10 minutes later, and he goes, all right, we can get the car you want. So I put it out there. I put it out there that I was not going to go down the negative route. I was going to listen to my I can, and it was going. So when we went to the dealership, I made a new friend, and we have an appointment to discuss Nikan with the woman who was talking about our lease agreement. So it did work out to be Nikan-ish, but the basic thing was is I did not let it get to me. I had the resource, the ability to pull up, you know, the I can mantra and to pull up Marty and have his words impact me and not be upset.
Mm-hmm. But that's the funnest part about these things. When different stuff happens, we just dig deep. And what I think most of us will find is it brings back other things that we've learned. Let me put it to you this way. Our student pastor spoke yesterday, and I don't know how to send you guys the link, because just the first few minutes of his message followed up by, we've got our main worship leader is a recording artist, and the guy is brilliant. He can sing any genre of music, okay? And if you like Bryan Adams from the 80s, that's what Nate can sing. But he wrote this song, and I believe it's called Tiny Voices. And part of the line in the song talks about these tiny voices and what Marty was talking about, you know, getting on that train. We don't have to go there. Regardless of what is in our family history, what's in our DNA, what our father, our grandfather, our mom, whoever, aunt, uncles, whatever, siblings, whatever has been spoken over us, we don't have to choose to accept that, especially if it's negative and it's not based on truth. We can let those station, you know, those trains go right out of the station. Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about the minions that are in our heads. Well, Nate wrote this song, it's called Tiny Voices, And he says, you know, I don't have to listen to those tiny voices. And as a matter of fact, I can tell those tiny voices to go to hell. Because that's where they came from. And not being crass or crude or, you know, swearing, just saying, wait a second, if those tiny voices are not based on truth, then they're based on lies. And biblically, lies come from where? Well, they come from hell. So it was a really interesting, you know, perspective on this. And I sat there and went, you know, that was, for me, that was last Tuesday morning. While we were doing this call a week ago, a young man was doing things he shouldn't have been doing. And the long story short, he broke into a house in our community, and at 6:33 last Tuesday morning, we got a fire call for an assault. I typically don't go on assault calls because I just don't enjoy them. It's for the fire department. Anyways, he assaulted a woman. He tried to rape her. And then, I'm not sure if he stole her truck and her boat or what, but anyhow, he evaded the police and took off on foot. They put this whole section of our community where we live on lockdown. We got a call from the sheriff's department saying, if you're in your home, you know, you hear this, please lock all your doors, don't go anywhere, you know, blah, blah, blah. Helicopter flying directly above our house, and at first, I kind of like jokingly said, you know, well, I'll go out with my Daisy Red Ryder, you know, BB gun, and I'll shoot his eye out. You know, it's like, that's the best I can do because I don't have any guns. But after Stacy and the girls all left, all of a sudden this fear came over me, and I went, wait a second. What? I'm home alone, and I'm not supposed to leave? No. And I, all these tiny voices that were not true kept filling my brain with all this stuff, like, well, what if he does have a knife? What if he still has the knife that he... And the only reason I knew that is because one of my firefighter friends called me and said, yeah, he knifed up the gal pretty bad. Anyway, to tie a bow on this whole story, is I sat there and I realized, wait a second. I get to choose which voice I'm going to listen to. I get to choose if I'm going to get on that train of fear, or if I'm going to accept the other voice that's in my head that's simply saying, hey, Vance, remember when you were 7 years old and you almost drowned? I didn't let you drown, did I? And then 4 years later, when you're involved in that gasoline explosion, I didn't let you get burned up, did I? Why do you think I'm going to let you get injured or hurt or become fearful because of this situation? Get up, get into your day, and move forward. And so I did. I got in my truck, and I drove down the driveway, and sure enough, sheriff with a really big gun is sitting at the bottom of our driveway, along with the base of every single driveway on our road. You can look all the way down, and there's a sheriff vehicle sitting at every single one of them. And the helicopter's still flying overhead. And it was kind of like what Ann went through, but nobody was injured. No, the guy eventually, 24 hours after that, the 24 hours, everybody was basically in a panic in our part of our community until he finally turned himself in. But it's those voices, you know, and that, again, that train. So that's Vance's long explanation of how I applied lesson number 8. I mean, it was literally like that afternoon when I started listening to it, going, holy smokes, I don't need to jump on that train of fear. It can just pass right out through the station. Bye-bye. Vance isn't getting on that one. Thoughts, other perspectives on what this lesson did for you. You have to hit star 6, by the way.
Vance, this is Diane.
Go ahead, Diane.
I had different things happen this week with my I Can attitude. I brought in a new can customer, which was, you know, a couple of pair of M-Strides, and that was really nice for that to happen when I wasn't expecting it. And then the other thing is, I think is really important, it's kind of like similar to your story. I'm working with a client doing Reiki and cranial sacral therapy. She's got really high anxiety and depression, and she's really had a rough time after a concussion that she had fallen and hit her head. And she gets tremors and shakes and everything. So I'm doing in-home work with her. And we just had an amazing breakthrough today, actually, right before I came back here for the call. And it was similar to what you were talking about, because she's so afraid she's going to die when these all happen, and she's so afraid that she's never going to get well and all of that. And you know, if you know anything about Reiki, you know, you're just bringing family and the energy from all of the higher beings, God, everyone else, all the angels, angelic beings, everything, and your higher self and all of that. And so when she started down her negative talk about herself and her life and everything, you know, I was, you know, able to bring in the I Can attitude and turn it around and talk to her about Dr. Emoto and the water crystals and, you know, the how important the words are. And instead of saying bad things about your body, what's happening in your body and the parts of your body you're really frustrated with, I was turning that around and with just the words of love, gratitude, appreciation can make you look at things in a different way. And every time she did that, she would smile. And I could just feel her heart open, you know, the energy of her heart, like Julie Tara, you know, I can feel the aura. I don't necessarily see them, but it was just so beautiful. And when I left, this time she got off the table. And, you know, we've been working with this with these last few weeks because she started as a client of mine after we started this course, which I believe that my I Can attitude brought her, attracted her to me. But anyways, I'm working with her on getting the insoles. Her husband's a little skeptical, but and getting some of the Nikan products to help her as well. And it was just so beautiful to see her smile and believe even for a moment, and then get off the table and not shake and feel better. And she had a different attitude.
So it's really, Diane, what I hear you saying is it really is that, I'm looking through my notes here, especially the way Marty talked about it, it's not the thinking that produces results, but the action. Even though we have to get the right thought pattern, but we have to act upon the proper thoughts rather than allowing the negative ones to overcome.
Yes, and I really believe that no matter what we do in life, we have to feel. And I said to her, she says, oh, I used to get so frustrated and anxious when I would go to the grocery store and something would happen and somebody would be in line and they're just, you know, being unreasonable. And I said, well, what if you would bless them instead of getting frustrated with them? You know, and that kind of thing. It's just, it's feeling the compassion for other people. It's, all of it is just the change of your attitude and, yes, exactly what you just said. It all goes together.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother used to always say, when 30-some years ago when we were youth pastors, fix your face. Fix your face. Fix your face. That was the common line, especially to the junior hires, because they were caught up in all that drama, and they're more so now. I say it to Addie all the time. Hey, kiddo, fix your face. Stop with the moping. Okay? It's not becoming of you. You have a beautiful smile. Change.
Well, and that's basically what I'm telling her, too. Your smile is beautiful. You need to let it shine on your face.
Yeah. Excellent.
And then I underline on page 2, our principled attitude has the power to win when we habitually choose to think positive thoughts, along with other things, you know, I highlighted, too. But that was a really big one. And then, you know, the actions follow the night, like the next paragraph, your results follow your actions like the night follows day. And it just made me think again. I made a note of the, you know, the messages from water. If we can just even think of that, because that was so big years ago when I first read that book and learned about that. It's like all your thoughts, your cells are water. We're made up of all of this water in our body. And if we're going to say negative things to our body or to other people, it affects us as much as it affects anyone else. So
yep.
Just keep that in mind when we're talking to other people and ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Laurie in South Carolina.
Go ahead, Laurie.
You know, those three pieces, the personal, permanent, and pervasive. That's really, those are my three things that I've been dwelling on, and really three things that have come up all week. And first, I mean, you know, there were two or three people who said, oh, yeah, I'm putting my order in by the end of the month, da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, okay, this is great. Do you need some help, you know? And so I would follow up with them and follow up with them, and they, all three of them, did not put orders in. And so I couldn't take it personally, you know? And it's not permanent, because I know all three of them are going to put an order in, and it's probably going to be this next week. And it can't be pervasive. You know, you can't say, well, gosh, my business is failing, you know, there's nobody putting orders just in. I can't say that, you know, blanket thing over my whole business or even my whole life, because sometimes you let it creep into all areas of your life. So I thought, you know what, those are great words, so why don't I use those words to describe what NeCan and my company, Life Abundantly, really is. Number one, it's personal. It's personal for me because what happened in my life. It absolutely changed my life from the inside out. And number two, it's permanent. I know that the weight that I donated to the universe is gone, and it will never come back. And three, it's pervasive. NeCan is pervasive in all areas of my life. You know, it's like the Lord for me. You know, the Lord's a gift, and so is NeCan, and so it's on my mind, and I'm always thinking, how can I share this with someone else? How can someone receive this gift? So it's pervasive through my life, and I thought, why not, you know, put a positive thing on all three of those words and put it together for me? Because it's not just my business. It's all through life. You can't take things personally. It's not permanent, and it's not pervasive. You can't be offended and then let it ruin your day or your relationship with that person. And then what happens this afternoon? This gal I've been calling for over a year and 3 months, out of the blue, calls me and says, yeah, sure, let's meet. After a year and 3 months, see, so I didn't take it personally. It wasn't permanent. And I'm still doing NeCan, even though this person just kept not wanting to meet with me. And so you just never know. You never know when it's going to be someone's time. So you got to remember those three P's.
Excellent. And that's one of those things that just because it's somebody else's timing or it's our timing, and I think Marty addressed that, we become hungry. I mean, today is the first of the month. And I you guys are going to think I'm nuts for even admitting this, but in August of 1995, that was a long time ago, right? Okay, 23 years ago. That's when Vance enrolled in auto ship. And 3 years ago, I canceled that auto ship because there was a change in that, you know, there was no point in having a personal auto ship because you didn't get points, you didn't get credit for it. We still got paid on it, but I changed that, and I set that up underneath of our daughter, who is a customer. And that's where I buried our auto ship. Well, a couple months ago, I thought, especially as Marty addressed that, you know, the first of every month, we start back over at zero. So if you don't want to go into panic mode and think, oh, my goodness, where's our volume? We're back at zero again. We all start at zero. Well, the key is, and I'm looking at Julie Clark's, Julie is one of our silvers in our organization who has a goal of having 100 auto ships a month to the tune of $10,000 points. That's her goal. Okay? And I'm looking at how many orders she had just randomly from last month, and there's about 18 here, if I'm counting up, 17. And I don't know how many of these are auto ships, but nothing huge. The smallest one is $23, and the largest is $400 even. But Julie has a lot of people on auto ship, and they're all throughout the month. But one of the things that I did 2 months ago, so we didn't get into that, you know, panic mode, is I created an auto ship back underneath the ROID number, and then I work as the month is wrapping up, so I don't go into panic mode when we hit zero again, is I work really, really hard to follow up, just like what Lori's saying, with people, and so that we can start the month off with a bang. And I did that today with a guy who texted me really, really late Saturday night and asked me how much the pillows were. And then he asked me if we had magnetic hats. And I went, okay, well, this is going to, how do I do this? What is he wanting the hat for? Maybe I should ask him. But I didn't. I just simply wrote him back and said, we don't have a magnetic hat. We used to have a headband, but I'm not going to focus on the negative and focus on what we don't have. I said, if you're looking for something for headaches, might I suggest the necklaces? They're wonderful. And for ladies, the earrings. Guys can wear, and I put all this in a text, and he wrote back and said, well, tell me more about the necklaces. So I did, and told him we have three different styles, you know, the gold, the silver, and then the athletic one, the sports one. And he said, how much are they? This is all via text from Saturday night to this morning. And never met the guy, never even talked to him on the phone. Our whole entire relationship is just via text. Well, this morning he texted me and said, I want the pillow, and I want the sports necklace. I wrote him back and said, do you want me to use the card ending in, because I have two credit cards of his on file, and he said yes. Place the order while my nephew was driving, before we got to the site we were working on today. And so all of a sudden, already this month, with our auto ship order and his, we're already up to 226. So we obliterated the whole zero thing. So I didn't have to panic, because Vance can get anxious. Exactly what Lori's talking about is be patient with people, but when they're not responding as fast as we want to, move on to other folks and then take advantage of that when they're ready. So, sorry to deviate on that one. I didn't mean to make a big deal of that, but that was just one of the things that I discovered. And I learned that from Julie. Set up as many of your auto ships on the beginning of the month so you don't have to, you know, start with zero. Other thoughts? Takeaways? Yes, go ahead, Suzanne.
Suzanne, two things. Well, first of all, thank you, Diane, for your comments about water and your story. That was really powerful and perfect timing for me, so thank you. And Lori, you brought about a part of what I was going to share. You took the three P's that were looking at a negative, and you just kind of turned it around. So, you know, the old, there are two sides to every coin, right? So, I was a vendor at an event on Saturday, and I was informed a couple of days before it that I was not able to make any sales, that it was strictly an educational thing. So I had to shift my thoughts and my focus, and what I realized was I could, you know, choose to be annoyed at that, or I could turn it around and use it for good. And I chose to use it for good, and when I was talking with people, they wanted to purchase things right then and there, and I said, well, I can't do that. This is only education, but here's a free customer registration card, and we can fill this out, and I will give you a call, and we'll get the order done after. And so they were very excited about doing that, and, you know, it was very easy, and it was fun. And that was really different. The other thing is, and you know me, on bottom of page one, when he talks about FOG, fear, obligation, and guilt, and right above there, he talks about being hardwired and to act out old patterns. And it is so much easier to just, you know, when you're folding your arms, you always fold your arms one way. And if you try to do it the other way, it's very uncomfortable and very different. And so it takes some time to get used to doing things in a different way. But after a while, it it feels comfortable. And sometimes when I look at the FOG I posted on Facebook a week or so ago, instead of fear, obligation, and guilt, I saw a fog on the field, and I said fear of greatness. And, you know, I think that that stops people as well, because greatness is sometimes scary, and it doesn't mean that it's a proud type of greatness, but that means that you're really impacting a lot of people, and then what do you do? You know, are you ready for that? And so those are a couple of my thoughts.
You just said something, Suzanne, that a lot of us don't. how do I explain this? Did you say fear of greatness?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever, and maybe just Vance does this, but have you ever, another way of looking at it is fear of success?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that fear?
Yes.
Okay. Explain or expound on that.
Well, if you are quote unquote successful in, let's just say if you're successful in NECAN, because that's why we're on this call, all of us at this point, we can say we are all at the Royal Diamond level, and we have successful Royal Diamond businesses. Does that mean that our relationships, the people that we know, love, hang around with, does that mean that those relationships are going to change? Are we going to lose some of those relationships because we're busy with other things? You know, what might change with that happening? And that's sometimes, am I ready for that?
Yeah. Or if I invite, you know, if I'm doing an in-home or there's an event coming up and I invite, you know, half a dozen people and they all say yes, how am I going to manage them all?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I take the time with each one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then so what happens is to compensate for that, we don't invite any of them. Because we're afraid they're all going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it is a valid fear, but usually that's one of those trains we can let pass right out of the station. So.
The old what if. What if it mm-hmm. really happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then if that happens, back to Diane's point, you know, have those feelings. It's the importance of how you feel about those feelings. You know, if you're feeling good when you're thinking about that, that's positive. But if you start feeling anxious, that's where you need to have a little more work so that, you know, you shift that.
Mm-hmm. But there's,
and then you have these voices in the background, like those little voices. And in this case, it's Dave Rolfe that I'm hearing in the background. And you have to learn how to... Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry,
you just have to learn how to ignore that and focus
yeah.
on
yeah.
what you really want.
And I wanted to just add my little two cents in here before I got clicked in, and I apologize. I should have waited longer.
It's okay. No, Suzanne, you bring up a really valid point that if those of us who can remember going and being part of Humans Being More, what I call the shouting exercise or the demon exercise or whatever that thing
yes.
is called, it's whatever
yes.
voice we choose to listen to. And I remember one of the times I went, and Jeff Isom, you know, nicknamed me Drill Sergeant Vance, because the person who, it was a lady, I don't remember her name, but she wanted to be, shed weight. She wanted to donate pounds. And let's say she was 50 pounds overweight. And whatever the script was, the negative thing I was supposed to yell, I totally went off book. I just berated her, and I know this is terrible to even admit this to you guys, but I said, you know, you've always been a lard butt, You always will be a lard butt. Oh, come on, fatso, you're never going to drop any pounds. Oh, my goodness, you're eating again? I thought you were on a diet. And I just went totally, and I was screaming this to the point where she laughed so hysterically that I started laughing, and she took all the wind right out of my sail because she chose to stop listening to me and only listen to that tiny little voice. Because she was so committed to her goal, which was to become, and again, I don't remember what it was, how much weight she wanted to drop. But it's really, really, really powerful when we make that decision.
Hey, Vance, it's Gary here.
Yes, Gary.
I'm jumping between 8 and 7, but the part that is still lingering for me is about giving up the right to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
And part of when I was supposed to do a follow-up call and I was finding reasons not to do it and thinking it felt better to be offended, at least temporarily. And then I heard Marty say it again. About having integrity, and needing to do the follow-up. And so I did follow up. And the good news is that what I was fearing was a total shutdown, was saying, we need to talk, but I want to talk to you next week. So, but also it was the part about that is, there's something that Marty says in these lessons here about it's not up for us to make the decision. It's their decision. But we have to follow up to seek the information to find out what their decision is. And anyway, hearing it from Marty gave me the encouragement to take the next step in the follow-up.
Follow up is an act of respect.
Very good. Yes, yes.
It shows my customers that I care. And it's really fun. And the neat thing about it is we can text, we can call, we can email, there's so many different ways that we can follow up with people. So, who else? We got a few minutes left.
I'm still here.
Go ahead, Hattie Jane. What did you learn from lesson 8?
I went back and listened to all the lessons from Marty for the first time in a long time and got in fuller range of information. And now I can't remember what specifically about these. But anyway, ICANN is definitely affecting the life. And I did do a follow-up by a young chap who sold me a T-Mobile account, and he did get the insult that I thought was good for him. So, and that was last night. And the other thing was the ICANN. It's because of I've been trying to get my home in organization because of my own physical health, not being able to do the setups any longer. And then I have a cockroach infestation. So I've been working with that and not letting it down. And the signal came out of the young men coming here to prospect me for their business. And I got two customers and a sale. So ICANN is tremendously important to me. And thank you so much, Vance, for being here.
Hey, no, and Hattie Jane, I'm going to deviate because you use the word young chap. Chap is usually an English term. And speaking of young chaps, if you haven't seen the Nikan blog, this is an excellent follow-up tool to anybody who's an athlete. I'm looking at the pictures of Jack Turner. And again, this should have all... everybody should have received this via email, but it's on the website. You can share it via Facebook, Twitter, Google, whatever all these other things are.
Will that go in Messenger?
You know, You know, I don't know. I'm going to consult my computer and internet expert guru, Emmy, the 17-year-old, and say, hey, how do I just take in? I think I can just, you can copy and paste the link to this and put it into a text, right, to somebody and say, because our neighbors, he's one of these Spartan weekend warrior guys, and he would, they've ordered a few products, but he's always doing stuff to injure himself. And this is an excellent article, especially when the comment that Jack says, he explains, Jack uses them before, during, and after competitions. So, again, great little follow-up tool that fits, perfect segue into what we're talking about. I'm curious.
Because I'm finding that when I look at my email, I look at very few things. I just quickly scroll through. I'm not active on the other sites that much. But Messenger seems to be picking up for me tremendously.
Okay. Before we run out of time here, and by the way, everybody should be aware that the kickoff call is happening this evening in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And if you have already been on the website today, you've seen that the big news is that, I think it's in the first one, fall back to the basics, that incentive, and that's part of the homework, because we're supposed to be using the incentive, that has been extended to the end of the year. That is primarily driven to sponsor consultants, and I haven't figured out how to spin it to encourage consultants to actually get up and act on it, but every time they do, you know, you can see the whole breakdown of what it means to us. We basically get free product out of it. Larry, are you still on the line with us? You might have had to... Okay, I'm going to let Larry share that next week. He introduced me to a gentleman who has an amazing, it's not an amazing story, but an experience where exactly what we can't think ourselves into right actions, but we have to act ourselves into right thinking. And this really builds into, I think it's our next lesson. Let me double check here. Into lesson number 9. I have a quote here written from last time. Path, not intent, determines the destination. In other words, the path is useless unless you're actually moving forward. Because I wrote, after listening to Marty, I don't remember which time it was, but for lesson 8, dreaming about a thing is wonderful, but it's completely wrong if I don't take action. Fear will keep me bound and imprisoned. So, anyways, anybody else want to share or comment? I know we're supposed to be keeping these within, you know, half an hour to 40 minutes.
Yeah, ma'am, this is Cindy.
Go ahead, Cindy.
I had a really weird week, let me tell you. It was everything but positive. I made a connection with Sunja, there we go. And bonded really well with her and really excited about her getting to know each other and sharing Nikan. And then my sister and my brother-in-law opened up to take some Nikan products and try it because he has sciatica, and then he also has nerves that are blood vessels that have died in his thigh. So I took over a power chip and some duct tape and explained how to take it out of the plastic or the ring and then tape that onto his thigh, and then how to use the MagFlex for his back. They did the opposite. They taped the MagFlex on his leg, which was very, very uncomfortable. He wore it 2 days, couldn't stand it anymore. And that was it. They were done with it. And I thought, for being intelligent people, they don't listen too well. I don't know if they are confused about the size of the magnets or thinking a little magnet can't help or what. I don't know.
But really interferes in cognitive races.
What's that?
Change really gives you a filter that is sometimes quite dense. and the degree of pain he's experiencing, he thinks he needs a bigger product.
Well, they ruined it, and now they have a negative attitude that
No, they didn't, because they, forgive me, here I come in here, I'm sorry, you all.
That's okay, you go right ahead.
You're fine, Mary Jane. Again, I'm watching the clock, so I want to be sensitive to that.
Yeah.
Cindy, again, so much of what has been shared, especially when Lori talked about dripping on the person, Lori didn't use the word term dripping, but sharing with somebody for over a year. Regroup.
Yeah.
Say something. This is tough for Vance, because Vance will just respond and say, oh, really? But a couple lessons ago, Marty addressed this when he said, you have to remember, that especially those of us who have been in Nikan a while, when people look at us and say, in Marty's quote, what I believe was, you mean to tell me you put a pair of insoles in your shoes and you stopped hurting in your back? What? You know, that's craziness. So just again, we have to take a step back and not be confrontive or confrontational, but say, hey, look, something went south here. What happened? Don't do this via text or email. Do a 20th century thing and pick up the phone, or do it in person. I desperately want to follow up with the gal who bought the whole water pack 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And every time I've reached out to her via text, I've gotten no response back. So I thought, you know, her and her sister are going to be guests in our home this weekend. I can wait. And I can do it in person. And I will wait. And I will wait until she brings it up. Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
Just wanted to share, Vance, following up with my brother in Sacramento. I'm in New Jersey, and he became executive the end of September.
Yay!
So Delia's executive, so I just kept working to support them, you know, becoming executive. But out of the preview I had it when I went home to California on the 14th, I'm following up. And my niece signed up today as a consultant, and she was once one about 4 or 5 years ago. So I look at the customer or the consultant as one. So it's just following up with everybody.
Yeah, no, it is. The difference is taking advantage of the incentives. And again, that's part of the homework assignment from lesson number eight. So real quick, because we are nearing the top of the hour, I want to remind everybody, as Gary said at the very, very beginning, we're not going to land midway through this flight. So lesson number nine, okay, is all about commitment, okay? And it's the thought and the word and action and habit and character and destiny. All these things are just, it's the commitment that we make. And you just keep doing it. And all of us have attempted to do different things, and maybe they didn't turn out as well as we want, or we experienced some objections, or whatever the case may be. You know? But that commitment. And when you get one auto shift, then there's a second and a third, and we just continue doing that. So, I think that was it, other than, again, avail yourself of the incentive that's been extended. I don't see that on the website as far as the incentive that we had with the water pack. And I know Rita had some information that was privy to that, but I don't see that. And I didn't even ask for your input, and I'm sorry, Rita.
Okay. Vance, this morning on the Platinum Alliance call, Barb Satterwhite said that she had planned to call in and place an order for someone as a new consultant. They were waiting until today to get that to happen, and Distributor Services said that that was no longer an active thing. However, others on our call said that they thought that the distributor service person was incorrect and that the free shipping on the water pack was through the end of the year by calling it in. And so more to follow if, you know, if there's confusion. There were enough people on the call knowing that that should be through the end of the year, and I think that perhaps some people in distributor services are not aware of it.
Okay. So what you're saying is I'm looking at the incentives in the featured news, and more than likely Jeff will cover this here in the call that commences in a minute. Okay. Effective September 1st, all new consultants who purchase or sell the water pack. So a new consultant who signs up, and this is basically doubling up on the NRPs that we earn as the sponsor. So if that's the case, that's absolutely fantastic because that's three more months that people can take advantage of free shipping on the waterfall, or excuse me, on the water pack, which is a $45 savings if you live in Oregon and Washington. I don't know what it is for the rest of the country.
Anywhere.
Anyway, so it's 45 bucks anywhere. Is that what it costs? Okay, so it's same. See, that's a huge savings. So, anyways, gang, have a great week. Thank you. And Vance will do better next week about buttoning this up even faster. And then please make a decision on that. I think I like Gary's attitude of just let's finish this. We've got 9, 10, and 11, and that's it. So we've got three more lessons to cover, and then we're done. Because lesson 12 is simply a review. There's no lesson there. So, have a great week, everybody. Jump on the call with Jeff. And if there's anything we can do on our end, don't hesitate to call, text, email, passenger pigeon, you know, whatever way, you know, if you see a peacock, you could attach a note to it and say, fly to Vance's house. Oh, they don't fly, that's right. They just walk around and make a lot of noise. They're very irritating animals. So, anyways, have a great evening, everybody. And Brody Craney. Brody Craney is going to be on tap Saturday morning, and he's going to specifically talking about the Thursday call that he's doing, why he put it together, and how to leverage that. Okay? Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, Vance.
Dasvidaniya.